Hey, folks, look at the camera over here. You seen this guy? Viral video all over the web. The version my guys found has 900 views. The original video he did has like 300,000. Yeah, here's one. 252,832 views. Baptist pastor beaten, tased, thank Big Brother. Click on that one right there. I think that's the original. There's a bunch of them with hundreds of thousands of views. But this is happening to everybody in these internal checkpoints. And you're an illegal alien, you go right through, and they even will take you and give you a job. That's CNN. But you're a citizen, I mean, they just start beating you. And that's how they roll. You're a gun owner, you love freedom, you're a preacher. Oh, my goodness, we got an Al-Qaeda here, boss. Now, what was it like being on Lexington Green, where Al-Qaeda fought the good troops? The evil American Al-Qaeda fought the loving British troops.
It's a pretty amazing place. They've kept it up really nice.
Where the incredibly honorable redcoats fought the terrorists?
Right. And that, there's a particularly interesting, the leader of those redcoats was, he had a big pot belly and he had his big bottom lip sticking out. And I said, oh, Alex is going to love this guy because you do that voice that just sounds totally, you know, British royalty. Put down your weapon.
That's a naval down raising almost me rabble.
You're going to love it. So we got a lot of that stuff. And there was fog on the battlefield that morning. The guys were coming out and they do the whole reenactment where they actually show a couple guys running back to get John Hancock's papers.
John Hancock, that degenerate, he dare sign his name boldly in this act of treason against the crown.
That was pretty much it. That was, put down your weapons.
Put down the weapons, rabble.
And they didn't do it. They stood their ground. They were fired upon. And pretty much was they were fired upon by a larger force. And then they pretty much did a unorganized retreat.
Outrageous terrorists. But then more militias showed up.
Right. Well, in Concord, that's where they stuck it to them.
Endurance.
That's where they terrorized. They were terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. And they talked about
number one threat, founding fathers evil.
There was an 80-year-old guy who had fought in the French Revolutionary War, French and Indian War. And he was talking about how he heard him coming. He heard the war drums, and he got his pistols and went out there, killed three of them.
Then they bayoneted him.
They shot him and bayoneted him. He lived for another 18 years.
And had a bunch more kids.
Yeah. And this guy was, 80 when he went out and did this.
That was another Al-Qaeda. Well, that's what they tell old folks. You're done. Don't be involved. Right. Young people, it's time for you to party. It's your time to party.
Yeah.
It's a little mind trick. That's how the spells work. It's your time to party. Never mind. Don't be involved. Oh, you're middle class. You're 30. You've got to make money and be successful. Oh, you're 40. You have a little fun. 50. Oh, 60. Right. You're not supposed to be involved. Everything's fine.
Well, that's not what's going to happen with Oath Keepers. They're getting all ages of people, and they're taking their oath.
Outrageous rabble.
But something else about these modern-day constitutional Oath Keepers, half of them talk with, multisyllable words, almost like the Founding Fathers. Yeah. You get pulled over at TSA, they can't even speak English. You get pulled over by a private security guard, like, shut up, no more.
Yeah, tell folks, they have, like, our, $2,000 lens just ripping it off and laughing at you. Yeah. And then you,
I don't know how expensive it is.
Yeah, but and like, going, what is your film about?
Yeah,
tell folks what you told me during the break.
All kinds of questions. They pulled me through, like, what's going on with this camera? He's like pulling off.
What the hell? We got a camera?
Yeah.
Like, notice the more cameras they put on us, including school bathrooms, when they see ours, it's like, I mean, they've now made it a law. It's terrorism to photograph police. And now when cops have wrecks or beat people, people take photos, they're being arrested. They're arresting the press. I mean, they're doing it.
Well, just keep.
Tell folks what he did to you.
It's disgusting, Alex. I mean, it just rips my.
Let me tell folks what it was like in Boston.
He pulls me through next to the lady with knitting equipment because she's the other suspicious person out of literally thousands of people.
Yeah.
They have the Boston Marathon going on. It took forever to get through. He's like, "What are you filming for? What is this?" Tell him, "Well, I'm."
You have the question now, scum. And then what happened next?
Yeah, well, plus I was interrupted by the other way. You move now, I put back.
You answer my question. You come here now.
Oh, yeah.
Doors are
And they didn't know what I was filming, what I was filming for, what I planned to do with it. And I told them I'm filming
for
free speech.
You shut up. Get over me. Come now. Get over here. Get after me. You slave. You my slave now. Slave.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Asked the Border Patrol if they would get the dog out, and they told them no. So basically they told me, well, you know, you're coming out of this car one way or the other, and we're going to search this car whether you like it or not. And so they, a gentleman from the DPS walked over to the passenger side of the vehicle, and he got out a hammer and some other device, and he was kind of tapping on the window for a couple minutes like as if he were, you know, getting ready to break the window. And he was on the passenger side. I'm all the way over on the driver's side. Well, they told me, you know, cover your eyes because there's going to be glass when we break this window in. So I put my hands over my face like this, and I leaned forward to cover my eyes. And at that moment, not only did the officer on the passenger side break the window, but another hammer just came from out of nowhere. I didn't see this coming at all. And shattered the window right behind my head. I mean, 6 inches from my head. So both windows shattered in the same instant. I'm like this with my face in my hands. And at that moment, I'm shot by tasers. So I'm in excruciating pain. I couldn't even control my body anymore. Because when you're hit with these tasers, you're paralyzed. And so I couldn't even... my hand came down from my face. I was trying to put my hand back in front of my face. I couldn't even control my arm. I'm screaming in pain. I'm shot with another taser. One guy from the Border Patrol grabs my head and basically shoves it into the driver door where the broken glass was, where they had just busted out the window. And I could just feel the glass shoving into the side of my head here as he just jammed my face into that side of that door and held it there for a little while. It's hard for me to measure the time because I was in so much pain. It felt like it was taking forever. But it was, I mean, this definitely was taking some time. Then they grabbed me, threw me on the ground. another officer stepped on my head.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, this is the issue of jurisdiction. Jurisdiction means what government can do. Now you got federal police. They don't use warrants anymore. They taser you if you talk back. They have internal checkpoints. In fact, Google this. They have federal maps, Constitution Free Zone. Show folks the national map. The ACLU is actually accurate on this. They have a good map of it. And people are driving to work and stuff, and they're sick of this. Every day they pull in, and they go, we want to search you. But then I covered CNN earlier in the show where the illegal aliens, they have fake raids. They have fake raids of the illegal aliens, and pull that CNN up, for people. They have these fake raids and then take them to give them their green card after they have the staged raids for people watching United States television. Here it is, CNN. Illegal immigrants detained, then freed to work. And in this article admits they then take them and fill out their green cards and everything for them. So, and I've talked to Austin cops. They arrest a citizen without driver's license, drunk driving, without without insurance. They arrest you. The illegal aliens, they let them go. This happened one night. One of my guys had an expired driver's license. I saw him pulled over in front of the office. He pulled in the office. They thought that was suspicious, pulling into the office at night at like 8 at night. I pull up. He's in handcuffs being put in a car. I come up, and they go, hey, Alex, we like the show. Yeah, we don't arrest illegals because the judge is getting mad. They just let them go. But citizens, yeah, we're told to take them in. So he pulls up to this federal checkpoint. They have these things, again, in some cases over 100 miles in. Like before my grandfather died, he got real mad. He was driving around in the hill country visiting his sister once. And a Border Patrol pulls him over, and this is outside Austin, 200-and-something miles from the border, and asks him if he was a U.S. citizen. So, again, it's their excuse to harass citizens, nobody else. And we have I'm going to finish your story of the TSA, secret police interrogating you about your camera, what's your film, trying to break the camera, laughing about it. I've seen them with good-looking women. They just start grabbing, and it's all part of a ritual of service to them. I dominate you. I urinate on you. It's like a dog hugging its leg. And this is what tyranny is. It's just all these do-nothing scum ruling us, and then all the big criminals on top. But I wanted to go to Pastor Stephen L. Anderson that this happened to. Mr. Anderson, it's good to have you here with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Okay, finish up because we just played some of the clip. And a lot of people are doing this. I'm sure you've now noticed the videos are all over online, all over the country, in Washington State and Vermont and Minnesota. People will be 100 miles in, 50 miles in. They're trying to drive to work. You got to drive through a checkpoint. They want to search you. They want you to answer questions. People get sick of it. This isn't Nazi Germany. That happened to you. You question them and tell folks what happened.
Well, do you want me to just start at the beginning and go through the whole story? Or do you want me to just tell the critical part about where they actually started to beat me and attack me?
Tell the critical part, and now since this happened a week ago, I'm sure you know there's probably a million views or more of all the versions of the video up on the web. What type of response you've seen from this?
Well, let me take you to the most critical point. You know, we basically had a standoff for about 75 minutes of just going back and forth. They wanted to search my car without a warrant. They wanted to interrogate me. I refused to answer questions, and I would not allow them to search my car without a warrant. Well, finally, the DPS, that was the Border Patrol at this internal checkpoint that's about 50 miles north of Mexico on an east-west highway. Well, then the DPS shows up, which is the Arizona Highway Patrol, and they come up, and they're going to take me out of the car so that they can get in and search this car.
You were explaining to them that this was a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Absolutely, repeatedly. And so they basically tricked me into thinking that they were just going to knock out the passenger window, which I'm thinking to myself, okay, a couple $100 for a new window.
No, they were going to punish you. They were going to punish you, but go ahead.
Right. You know, I'm thinking to myself, couple $100, but you know what? I'm not going to back down here because, you know, this is the rights of every American at stake. You know, you give them a finger, they take the whole hand. You know, you give them an inch, they take a mile. So I'm sitting there, and then the Border Patrol agents are crowded around my car to the left of me. And, you know, they've already been trying to intimidate me for the last hour and 15 minutes. But they told me, they said, cover your eyes because there's going to be broken glass. So I go ahead and put my hands over my eyes, put my face down in my lap, hardly a good position to be in when you get attacked. But I've got my eyes covered. I'm bent down. And not only did the passenger window break, but the driver's side window a few inches from my head broke simultaneously out of nowhere.
Now, Pastor, you made a key point, though. You made a key point in psych warfare, they teach them. Before they invaded Panama, for 6 months, they would land the helicopters, take off to acclimate. That's what the knocking with the hammer was.
Right, on the passenger window. Exactly.
So that you just got acclimated to the knocking of the hammer. It's all animal training. We're all seen as animals. And the cops are manipulated with basic animal psychology themselves in their own gang grid. So it's all brainwashing. And then there's the lie. Cover your eyes. We care about you. That's really just so they see where your hands are in case you've got a weapon. Then they taser. Then there's the other pleasure taser, the added Satanism enjoyment. And then there's the stomping on the head and everything else. But go ahead.
And let me emphasize this. The electricity never stopped throughout this encounter because when they hit you with that 50,000 volt X26 taser, which I read that model number off of one of the tasers that I saw, you know, when they hit you with that, there's these two little metal probes that go into your flesh, and there are wires. And what happens is when they do that, they can just keep pulling the trigger in order to extend the length of it. So they can keep you electrified for as long as they want.
Well, that's why so many people die, because this sadistic enjoyment. You see the cops' faces when when they test it for the public, it's just a little jolt when they show it to themselves. But when they hit you with like the "Don't tase me, bro," and they go, "No, you're going to get punished. You're going to get tortured." It just goes on and on and on, and you see them going, "Oh God, I hate America. Oh, this is."
Well, you know, I used to be really disturbed by that "Don't tase me, bro" video, but it seemed pretty mild the other day when I watched it because, I mean, this went on and on. So here I am in the, you know, I had my eyes covered. I'm not fighting back. I haven't lifted a finger. Haven't threatened anything. I'm just sitting there. You know, they say cover my eyes. I cover my eyes.
Were they cussing at you and having little victories against freedom, little hoots and noises, or was it silent?
You know, you mean from the offices? I don't know. All I heard was my own screaming. That's all I could hear. You know what I mean? So here I am, you know, just tased, and you're totally paralyzed when you're tased anyway. So I'm being electrified here. Glass flew at me from both sides. Next thing I know, a hand comes from the left and just shoves my head into the broken glass that was just busted out of the window. So I could feel that glass just shoving into my scalp, and my face was just jammed against the door with that glass. And that's what the wounds to my head are. It's from when the agent shoved my head into that broken glass on the door and just held it there while the electricity never stopped. A little bit of time went by. It's hard for me to measure the time, but the door then is open, the driver's side door. I fall out onto the ground, and a Border Patrol agent steps on my head with what felt like all his weight. And again, the electricity is never stopping throughout all of this, okay? And I'm just laying there screaming for mercy with somebody standing on my head. And it's funny because when I was in high school, we had to read a book, required reading, 1984 by George Orwell. While I'm laying there with this guy stepping on my head, a quote from the book just randomly pops into my mind. And this is when the evil government guy is torturing the main character. He said, "If you want a vision of the future, just imagine a boot stamping upon a human face forever." You know, and I remembered that quote popped into my mind.
Yeah, that's O'Brien. That's O'Brien.
Right. And while I'm laying there with somebody standing on my head, the electricity's not stopping, the glass is still, you know, shoving into my head from being stepped on. And while I'm laying there, you know, I mean, I'm just thinking to myself, what do I have to do to get these people to stop? Don't they see I'm not resisting? And I'm just thinking, do they want me to scream? Do they want me to be silent? What are they looking for? Just what do I have to do to get them to stop torturing me?
No. What else does O'Brien say to Winston when they're torturing him and electrocuting him? They said, "Winston, this is about destroying humanity. Always trampling over people, stomping on people, controlling them. We're the priest of power. We like to hurt people and hurt each other. That's the whole object of this, Winston." So what mattered was, and these guys have a nose for this, if you're a drug dealer or scum, they let you go. And I've seen it. But especially because you're a King James Version pastor, know about the corruption, it's a spiritual thing. I've seen the video of these guys. It's a lot of these guys are on the drug take, especially the ones at the drug checkpoints. These are all the pot-bellied ones. We'll be right back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
Pastor Stephen L. Anderson. Okay, so you're a pastor. You're also doing some construction work at Tools. So you're there. They're jumping on you, tasering you. They're having an enjoyment. Where? How does this end? You end up going to jail. They always, in my experience, charge you with something. It's not enough to attack you with deadly weapons. There's also got to be a false charge. Has that happened? Boil it down for us.
Yes, two misdemeanors, and these are really laughable. Number one, I was charged with obstructing a public highway. Because of the fact that I did not allow them to search me, that caused this encounter to take so long that they're blaming me for that lane, you know, being obstructed.
And they say that in all the videos where the guy goes, you pull me over every day, Bill. You know I'm a U.S. citizen. Pull over. Got to search you. And this, I saw this on ferries. And I'm not saying Muslims are bad or terrorists, but I will never go back down to Bolivar again. I admit, since I was a kid, there's the ferry, and there's literally people wearing, you know, the Palestinian, you know, headdresses, the very weave, and all over the boat. And that didn't matter. And every time I'd go over, and there's not many restaurants, so we come back over with my kids. I was there like 4 days to eat in Galveston. And then go back, and they would always search us. And I noticed, because, see, they give them the directive. They don't even know why. It's train the slaves. The Americans are the terrorists. And now we have this. Pastor, are you aware of the secret documents that have been leaked? We've leaked a lot of them, saying gun owners, Christians, constitutionalists are really the terrorists and the number one threat to the government.
Yes, I did hear that, and it's interesting the timing of this happening, just what, days after that came out in the news, it seems like.
Well, I'm looking at your picture. I mean, you know, this is pretty dangerous. Now, so how did this end? I mean, did they have any little celebrations when they put you in the car, like, you idiot, you should have let us search?
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear this. So after I'm laying there in a pool of my own blood, being stepped on and tasered repeatedly, this was the punishment section of what they were doing to me. You know, they were basically getting their vindication. Well, finally, thank God, you know, the electricity finally stopped. They get off my head. And I hear a chorus of voices saying, get up, stand up. So I kind of stagger to my feet with their help. Blood gushing out of the side of my head. They cuffed me behind my back, put me in the trailer. And that's when three Border Patrol agents started laughing at me, literally just laughing, mocking. Oh, you're not so tough now. You didn't think we were going to search you, did we? Well, I guess we did get to search you. And guess what they found when they searched me? Nothing. They found nothing illegal. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I've never even been arrested in my life.
But don't worry. They're going to have their pension funds taken. They're going to have their children's futures destroyed. They're enjoying all the vaccines they give their kids. They're going to enjoy having their kids in diapers when they're 30. They're going to get all the curses they want, too, because this is the new. Pastor, do you know what the New World Order is?
Yes. I'm familiar with, actually, I've never listened to your show, but I've watched many of your films, and I think they're great.
Well, what was it like to live the police state?
It was just what you just said. I was living your film on the police state. I was right there, you know. And I'm so sick of hearing the word conspiracy theory. I think if I hear it again, I'm going to throw up because I want somebody to look at my bloodied up face on YouTube and then tell me it's a theory about the fact that, you know, this country's turning into a police state.
Now, Pastor, how long do these celebrations go on though? About how they'd destroyed the Fourth Amendment, annihilated what the veterans fought for, attacked a pastor. Then they weren't low enough at that point. They had to just, you know, add the just no honor. They had to add the icing of thuggishness to it.
Right, and as they're wiping the blood, they had blood. They had rubber gloves on, but they still had blood, you know, on their gloves, up their wrists. They had blood all over themselves, and then they start asking me if I have HIV And they're joking with me and laughing at me and mocking me.
It's all about dehumanizing you.
Half hour? I don't know how long it was.
So it was a great celebration of evil. Okay.
Because the rest of their buddies were out searching my car during this time, turning up nothing.
Well, you're lucky you didn't smart off at that point, or there'd have been some weapons and drugs found in there, their main product.
You know, finally, at one point, after just this went on and on, because I was just sitting there silently for most of it, just really shook up, obviously. Finally, I did get a little angry and said, you know, because this is what made me finally, you know, get upset, even in my position of being handcuffed and bloodied and everything, is when the guy walked up to me, you know, C. Diaz, he comes up to me and says, if you would have just answered the questions, we would have let you go.
Oh, yeah. The Nazis, when they were torturing people, always made it your fault. Oh, so it is your fault? Go ahead.
There was no fault.
What did he say to you?
No one said they're sorry that it happened.
Well, stay there. I want to come back and finish up with this, and we appreciate you coming on the show. But my guys just went through hell in Boston. I mean, they had foreigners who could hardly speak English going, what camera? Are you terrorists? And, like, grabbing other people that had cameras and, like, saying they were together, other guys, and just jabbing the Americans. You work for us now! We train you how to be saved! It's our country now!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Go back to the pastor in a moment, but you guys keep telling me how this went on and on, just like attacking old ladies, bossing people around, like when you had your shoes off, being humiliated, like telling you hurry up, like hallelujah. Listen, I'm scared to fly through because I'm scared of myself. I wouldn't put up with it again. When I flew in from England, my parents flew in from England into Houston because that's where you take the Continental 777s over there is the best way to fly. The people at the Houston one, they're screaming at everyone. Everyone's scared, groveling, and they're just like nuts, foreigners, and every form of, you know, just person on power trips. Because that's what's so bizarre. It's not just citizens screaming at you. It's obvious people can't even speak English. And they're just like, hurry up, get it up! And everybody's just like, oh, yes. And old ladies, you know, like groveling on their crutches. And I'm not exaggerating. It's like 5-6 years ago. I'm in San Francisco on a connecting flight. I think I'm coming back from L.A. or something, but it went through San Francisco first. I don't remember. The point is, I'm in San Francisco, and it was called Wolverine Security. Oh, you can check into this, folks. I don't know if they're still there, but it was like bright blue Cobra Commander colored fatigues, boots, blouse tucked in, looked like Nazi uniforms from science fiction, and these berets, and they were like jabbing old people getting on a flight to Hawaii, going and I was like, I almost went over there. I was like, the humiliation of it, and like these were old vets going to a they all had, you know, survivor of the of the what was the name of the battleship that went to the bottom? You know, Survivor of the Arizona and all this. And literally, you can tell somebody's about to die in that little oxygen tanks. You know, where the eyes are going like that, and the red's like sagging down. And the guy's got hearing aids on. There's a couple more. He's got like some wife who's the young one who's only 80, and he's like, I'm going to and like just and I'm going because they were searching you when you went through the checkpoint and again at the planes. And I just realized, I said, this country's gone, man. I mean, that is what this is slave training. Now, folks, tell them fast, because I want to go back to the pastor, and I'm going to take a few calls. The entire thing of what happened to you in Boston.
Well, it's the same routine every time. You got to basically strip search. Not quite, but...
That's humiliation training.
Oh, it's very degrading.
Submission training.
Some of them have apologized to me on other occasions. And then they bring you through...
Well, you said apologize. They go, I apologize, but is this microphone deadly?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was saying at the break, if the military are supposed to be the best and brightest, these are the dullest and most dim-witted, and they're always pointing at the screening, you know, the x-ray machine. What's that? What do you think that is? Does that look okay to you? Every time I go through, so they do that, and then, like, this your bag, come over here. It's all this monosyllabic.
But tell them what he said. Describe it. You said it was real bossy. I'm like, oh!
Yeah, I didn't even have a time to put my shoes and belt back on. It's, come over here, explain this to me. What is this camera? And, you know, we have all kinds of accessories and equipment. He wants to know about just about every piece of it. And he's playing with lenses that cost, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars. And trying to screw it on backwards and upside down. And
he's like, what are you filming?
Well, yeah, that's not enough. He wants to know what I'm working on.
What you do? You said it was what you do. I mean, go through the imitation. Do like you do during the breaks, man.
It did try to put you in collusion with the other guy, too.
No, but you said he's like,
who's he? I say, oh, well, you know, that's my partner pointing to Rob Duke. No, not him. Guy in black jacket with camera.
Yeah, black jacket.
And he wants to, what about him? Like, well, I don't know that guy. What are you talking about? They pull over the old lady with four balls of yarn and, at worst, a crochet needle. And it's terrible, Alex. And what's this? What you filming for? No, but what is it? Who are you filming for?
They said
for?
Documentary. Who? Who? Can you answer question now? You answer question now. You answer my question. No, you answer now.
Free speech.
Answer it now. Answer it now.
It's slave. But I finally tell him free speech. And he kind of giggles, you know.
Oh, listen, you dirty American! We run this country now! Homeland Security! Listen, what you do with karma? You answer my question!
You know, aside from getting fit, I mean, thank God nothing happened like with this pastor, but, I mean, basically, and the other lady's ordering me, move back now over here!
Hurry up.
It's a nightmare.
I grab some trays from her, trying to help.
This is our training to be slaves, and now they're doing it on the streets and everywhere else.
I can't. Every time it bothers me. I have not.
Listen, I don't pleasure fly anymore. I don't take my family on vacations on planes. How would I take my little children to be bossed around by scum? And then on top of it, I can't take them to the beach because they're doing it there. Knock the phone off the hook here. I mean, I can't do anything anymore. And then now they're setting up checkpoints on the streets doing this.
Yeah, even when the one time I did fly, that wasn't a trip for work here. Without any video equipment, excuse me, sir, is this your bag? We found a tube of toothpaste. Yeah. No liquid.
And again, they always keep adding more. And then now it's questioning, lining up.
We are going to discuss the contents of your bags. Are you Al-Qaeda?
I mean, it's incredible. Going back to Pastor Steve L. Anderson, where is it going from here now? I mean, they've given you false charges. You said there were two charges. One of them was them making you block the road. What's the next one?
Right, and neither of these charges is even anything major. It's just a couple misdemeanors. One was just blocking the road by not cooperating with the illegal search they were trying to do. And number two was failure to obey the officer's order to open the door. So, you know, failing to obey and blocking the highway are the only things I'm being charged with. When reality, the
failure to obey
criminals.
I mean, can a cop come to your door and say, mow my lawn, failure to obey, I'll arrest you? It's the Fourth Amendment. And
right.
They've got these things 100 miles. Okay, so what's the aftermath of this been like? You know, probably a million views on the web or more. What feedback have you gotten? Are they proud of themselves? Are you going to sue their lordships?
Well, obviously, I mean, otherwise, who's going to pay for my stitches to my head, the 11 stitches? Who's going to pay for my windows that I already had to pay to have replaced? I'm having to pay a lawyer to defend me. I mean, obviously, I've got to get retribution here. But not only that, what I want the most out of this is for this to get out to as many people as possible, just to wake people up that this is happening in the United States. Because these guys didn't act like this was anything special. To them, it seemed to me that this was another day at the office.
No. This happens. Sir, you haven't seen the literally hundreds of videos of people that are sick of this 100 miles into the country being searched. You haven't. I mean, had you seen all the people sick of this? This is a big phenomenon.
Yeah, I've seen a few, but I'm telling you, we've got to get this out. And that's the biggest thing I want to see is for people to blog this, YouTube.
But what's wrong with internal checkpoints and World War II vets having foreigners jab and yell at them? I mean, that's freedom, sir. The veterans fought and died so we could live in a Nazi hell.
Exactly.
Well, now, were they proud of themselves? I mean, what about the police at the station? Was this another celebration?
In their minds, they won the battle by beating and humiliating and torturing me. Uncondemned, they won the battle. Now, when it comes to the officers at the police station, you know, once I got to the actual jail, I was driven, you know, 75 miles away to an emergency room where I was, my head was stitched and so forth. The people at the hospital were kind of, you know, they could tell that I was well-spoken, I was a nice guy, and they seemed a little shocked. Why is this guy here? What have you done to him?
But do you understand that whether you're Hispanic, black, white, any of it, we are the targets. Anybody who produces, anybody that works, they've gone, hey, these are suckers. They'll let us get away with anything. Well, just declare we're God.
When I was in the hospital, they asked me, they said, you know, what happened to you? And I just pointed at the DPS officer and said, well, ask him. He's the one who did this to me. And he's, we had to get him out of the car, you know. But then when they took me down to the jail, you know, a few people were asking me questions while I was at the jail. And they said, why are you here? Why are you the one that got arrested? They said,
Well, don't worry.
They're telling me I needed to sue and everything. That's what the jailer was telling me.
Well, you know,
the jailer's telling me to sue them and to complain.
Well, you know, you reap what you sow, and I hope these cops know all this comes back on them. I mean, really, I'm scared to screw somebody, not just because I'm a moral guy, but I won't do it because I know. I mean, you know, you don't just get judged when you die, Pastor, from my experience. You get judged for what you do in this life, and your family gets judged.
Absolutely. It's going to come around to you in this life. You're going to reap what you sow, no matter who you are. Good or bad, you're going to reap what you sow in this life, for sure. Hey, can I talk a little bit about Romans 13? Because this is what people are throwing in my face, and it's really
Oh, yeah, no, I saw the comments. I saw the comments on there going, you should have followed the order. It's of the Lord. All government is of God.
Right.
Why do we fight Hitler? Why did the founders fight? Why were all the prophets killed or put in prison? Why did they go into the lion's den, the fiery furnace, for following orders? Why were Christians burned at the stakes? That is a fraud, and Hitler's favorite quote was Romans 13. I want you to make your statement on that, Pastor, but before you leave, don't...
I'm a pastor, you know, and I actually have Romans 13 memorized in addition to almost half the New Testament, okay? And first of all, let me say this. Many of these modern Bible versions are changing Romans 13, and if you look at them, they're changing the text to give it an authoritarian feel. But if you read, you know, a King James Bible, Romans 13, the first words of the chapter are, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. And, of course, the highest power in this country is the U.S. Constitution, not a Border Patrol officer or DPS officer. But not only that, as you read through the chapter, he's talking about rulers and laws, okay? He says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. I think anyone will agree that a DPS officer or a Border Patrol agent is not a ruler or the supreme authority of our country. And so to sit there and say that I was disobeying authority because I wouldn't follow their unlawful command to search my car without a warrant, which violates the highest authority in this country, is laughable. And it's like you said, if Romans 13 is telling us to blindly obey an evil government, then that would make us great Nazis, and I guess when the Antichrist comes, we'll all obey him and Stalin and whatever. The Bible in Romans 13 very clearly lays out a government. It says, you know, rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. But wait a minute. We're living in a time where our government is a terror.
Hey, the government says abort 50 million babies. I guess that's a, oh, it's of the Lord.
Right.
Good. God must want us to kill babies. It's a cop-out.
I'll blame the pastors in this country who are preaching that. You know, they. I don't even know what to say about them. I mean, it's wicked that they would actually have the gall to stand behind a pulpit and preach these kind of lies. But I also wanted to say something about, you know, the terrorists, because that's the other attack that's being thrown at me. What about 9/11? And they say, well, you know, because of 9/11, I guess I need to be tortured and beaten when I refuse to be a search. But it's funny, if you look at how the word terrorist got into our English language, it comes from French. The term terrorist was coined during the French Reign of Terror, you know, Revolutionary France, 1793.
The government.
That's where our English word terrorist comes from. And that was the government faction that instituted the Reign of Terror in France, was known as the terrorists.
And then Lenin, when he killed 20 million people before Stalin got in and killed double that, he called it the Red Terror and said it's essential. So, yes, terror, in its very definition, in France and the Soviet Union, the two first usage is government carrying out mass exterminations.
Right. And if you study the French Reign of Terror, the executive branch of France at that time was called the Committee of Public Safety in 1793 to July 1794. With the Thermidorian reaction. Okay, during that reign of terror, the government was the original terrorist, because that's where the word comes from.
Well,
terrorist,
well,
made its way into English from
the fact that you can read, Pastor, it means you should probably be in the MIAC report or the Federal Report. You can read. France doesn't exist. That never existed. That's the way the media handled it.
They didn't cut all those people's heads off.
I'm debunking that. FEMA camps don't exist either. Now,
I just thought it was funny. It's always safety, you know, because in Revolutionary France, it was the Committee of Public Safety, and the people who beat the living fire out of me were the Department of Public Safety, which is what the Arizona Highway Patrol is called. And then there's the Department of Homeland Security. It sounds like the Committee of Public Safety. It sounds, and I'm wondering, you know, who is trying to terrify who here? I was accused by a Border Patrol agent. He said, because I asserted my Fourth Amendment right, he said, well, I'm pretty sure you're a terrorist. But they were the ones trying to terrify me. They were the ones surrounding my car, threatening me. And boy, those weren't idle threats.
Hey,
take a look at my face and say it's an idle threat. You know?
Have you seen the new video of another guy when they threatened him with nunchucks at the window?
No, that's me. That was me 2 months ago. That was me 2 months ago. That's me, same guy.
Oh, they
7-minute video.
They showed you. Oh, so they were mad from then. Was this the same checkpoint?
No. So hundreds of miles apart. But you have to understand, I'm a big.
So they now menace you with nunchucks. Have you seen the video I've got of them breaking men and women's arms with nunchucks to teach them lessons?
No, I haven't.
Cue it up, guys.
I'm a business traveler. I travel for the last 3 years. I've traveled all over the United States every week. I've been through these checkpoints hundreds and hundreds of times. And you say this wades through. But, you know, every once in a while, the law of absence is they're going to interrogate you. They're going to want to search you. And if you travel as much as I do, you know, you're going to get there at the wrong. You're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time when they want to interrogate you and search you without a warrant. And that's what. And, you know, they searched me. They found nothing.
All right, Pastor, we're almost out of time. I got to move quick here. Are you aware that they secretly recruited 13,000 preachers in 2006? It was secret. Then they made it public as 26,000 preachers. The clergy response teams and FEMA secretly funds them to say, turn your guns in, go to FEMA camps, take inoculations, Romans 13, and that now it's been declassified. I mean, is that not the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany where they covertly are hiring the preachers?
Absolutely, and you know, but it doesn't surprise me based on how these preachers have been preaching and twisting Romans 13 and the way that these modern Bible versions are changing they're changing the very text of Romans 13 to make it fit their authoritarian, totalitarian government, you know, philosophy. You know, the King James Version words it different than these new ones that are being put out by these Bible societies or whatever they are. And these pastors who are basically selling out our country by telling us, be good little Christians and allow the abortion machine to go forward, the new world order, the one world government to go forward. How can you be a Christian or a preacher and not believe in what the Bible says is going to happen one day, you know, a one world government? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I want the sadists that did this to you to know that everything they're doing to you will be done to them 10 times worse by the evil globalist above them. And so they can't escape judgment. And, Pastor, is there a website we can visit or a YouTube channel or how do folks attend your church? I bet it's a good one.
Well, first of all, we got to get this video out there on YouTube. Just search Pastor Border Patrol. It's going to come up because this has got to get out to as many people as possible. We got to get this thing viral so that it doesn't keep happening to other people who, you know, are less connected than I am, I guess. But also the updates on the situation are on the blog, my wife's personal blog, which is stephenandersonfamily.blogspot.com. And then my church's website is faithfulwordbaptist.org.
Faithful Word.
Yes, it's Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, which is just right in the middle of Phoenix, right in the heart of Phoenix. It's Tempe. ASU is in Tempe, Arizona State University.
All right.
So that's where our church is located, very populated.
Pastor, fire out the website one more time. Fire out the website one more time.
www.faithfulwordbaptist.org.
All right. We'll talk to you again and get an update. We'll get an update from you soon. Thank you, sir. Let me say bye to him during the break.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Okay, I said I'd get to calls. I didn't. I took quite a bit, though, early on. I'll take calls tomorrow. I promise when I start the show, I'm going to cover the new fat tax and all the new carbon taxes. As we told you, it's all being announced. Bureaucrats micromanaging every facet. You think foreigners jabbing you and yelling at old people at airports and going, oh, what this is bad. Just get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're being scientifically bathed in tyranny right now. But fatties cause global warming, new tax. We'll get to that. I meant to get to this. This is huge. Burmese covered it last night. He'll cover it again tonight. I'm going to get Paul Watson or Kurt Nemo to do a story on it. It says foreign troops and everything for a domestic takeover drill, part of a top-off 2009 national-level exercise of terrorism. And FEMA, you know, just working with police, military, foreign troops in America, validating the Homeland Security System, that's the federal control grid, over the gun owners, the American people. They keep saying, it's for foreigners. Prepare to hit the people, prepare to hit them. Oh, we're your friends, oh, give us your rights, let us track and everything and control you, because we want to keep you safe. These people will soon be under our control, they're the number one threat to us. They've got guns, and they know about our banking takeover. Oh, I'm your friend, oh, hi, the government loves you. I mean, that's what's going on. Offshore banks run us. That said, in closing, gentlemen, you, the guys ranting and raving off air about how bad the checkpoints were. There was one other point you were going to make about something. That's why I drug you in here. Oh, Aaron was not hurt in that was a setup. I wasn't really, you know, a foreigner. I wasn't really slapping him in the face. I wasn't really interrogating him. I was just showing you where all this is going.
Yeah, I mean,
you woman, drink breast milk. You know, I mean, that's real.
We laugh a little.
Drink it down. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm getting into character.
I mean, we laugh a little in character, but it really is horrifying, yeah. And it just progressively gets worse and worse. And this is never going away. It's going to be
strange. Pretty soon they're going to have little hot shot, little cattle prods. Like, that's already.
And last week, the guy's patting me down after I've already, you know, taken off my shoes and put on my bags.
He's like, oh, nice.
I just like to touch people or something.
Oh, no, with hot women, it's bad. Big perverts. Gentlemen, good job.
Can I say one thing? Mm-hmm. One thing that the Oath Keepers are saying, that these globalists, they don't know how to drive tanks. They don't know how to shoot people. They don't know how to, you know, load a weapon.
So they know how to hire foreigners and lobotomize people and give them machine guns.
They know how to give orders, but they don't know how to actually carry them out. So, you know, we still have the power, and definitely you should take the oath or reaffirm your oath if you haven't taken it yet to the Constitution, because that's the only...
That is a conspiracy theory. This is not a nation run by the people. There is no liberty. That's an Al-Qaeda lie.
Those foreigners working at TSA better learn about the Constitution or we're all in trouble.
They've been hired because they'll carry out tyranny, because they come from nations of tyranny, where they just line folks up and machine gun them. Hey, good job, man. Thanks for coming in. They're converting the entire military over to foreigners right now. All right, retransmission, huge show, covered a lot in the first hour. I want to tell you about a few sponsors here at the very, very end before we go into retransmission. Covered a lot of key stuff right at the start of the show. MySolarBackup.com, a lot of things to cover: electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice, government control. The solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The solar generator is like having your own silent power plant hidden in your home. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. It's the perfect energy backup for troubled times. MySolarBackup.com, one word, MySolarBackup.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one more great sponsor I want to tell you about is the good old folks at New Silver Solution. And the website is SuperNaturalSilver.com. SuperNaturalSilver.com. This is something that kills bacteria, viruses, you name it. Well documented. They've got it down to a super small nano-sized particle. SuperNaturalSilver.com. Check them out at InfoWars.com. SuperNaturalSilver.com. All right, retransmission now. Keep spreading the word about the show. Get fired up. Break your conditioning. Break the spell. Take action for liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.